Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right now on this Tuesday edition, and then David Icke's joining us for the balance of the hour. More and more major scientific institutions are coming out and saying the universe appears to be artificially created and that there's some type of unseen force ordering it all, what they call a computer simulation. Obviously, it's far beyond that. Cosmic rays offer clue. Our universe could be a computer simulation. Wired Magazine. That's all coming up with David Icke. He's been saying that for, I don't know, about 22 years. Very interesting. We'll also get his take on the mass shootings, the whole New World Order action, and where all that's going. The latest on Jimmy Savelle. We're going to move quick with David Icke coming up. Right now, let's go to Jim in California. Incident at a gun range he wants to talk about. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? This is Jim. Me and my buddy, we shoot at this gun range out here in San Mateo, California. I've shot there many times. And recently we won. I took a bolt action 308 and 22 AR-15. My buddy brought his AR-15. And we've never had an incident in the past. You know, no questions asked. What are you shooting? You know, I got this or I got that. No problem. Here's your tag. Go off your lane. And this time when we went out there, the guy, his eyes kind of bugged out. And he's told, well, we got it, you know, what are you shooting, a 308 and an AR-15 and a 22 caliber AR-15? Well, he called another range guy over there. We got to inspect. And I said, inspect for what? He said, well, we got to make sure you got a bullet button and no high cap mags. And I said, well, of course we don't have that. But we're, this is California. Everything's legal here. We still have to check. It's the new rule. And, so, anyways, long story short, the whole time there, you guys are pecking around us, just kind of like we're criminals. You know, they're just walking around, and my little 22 doesn't have a hold open catch. So, unless you have the magazine in it, and of course, they wouldn't allow me to keep the magazine in to have the bolt back. So,
what's happening is they're telling gun shops and gun ranges, demonize the Second Amendment, do what we say outside of law. They're telling gun shops, don't sell semi-auto even where it's legal, and just getting them to comply. That's the admitted plan that the establishment has put out. So how did it end?
Well, finally I told the guy, I said, hey, listen, I said, you saw me make the rifle clear. I said, the other guy did. I said, it's up on the rack. I haven't even touched it yet. I'm shooting my bolt action. I said, do you want me to put it away or something? I mean, you're walking around us. I'm trying to shoot here. I'm trying to spot my, side of my scope. I said, no problem. But, the whole time there's a lot of pressure, and I noticed a lot of people weren't shooting any semi-autos, which is strange because...
No. See, it's mental illness. That's why they're creating a psychological obsession with black guns and with AR-15s. And a lot of people are scared. They don't want to lose their business. And that's why they're going to lose everything. They're going to keep complying until it's all shut down. And then you can go twice a year where your guns are held in lockers where police, who you have to pay, thousands of dollars a month to be able to do it, watch you shoot, henpeck you the whole time, and your guns are kept there. And they've already proposed it. And they will do it. Listen, this is a nation of worshiping government now. It was a nation of hating government and loving liberty. Now it's a nation of worshiping government. It's not patriotism when people go out to a military parade on average and grovel. It is about worshiping the fraud, the lie, the... So how did this end?
Well, they eventually kind of left me alone, but I noticed that there wasn't anybody else shooting any ARs out there. Of course, I haven't been out there in a while, so maybe these guys caught on early on and figured they didn't want to be harassed either, so they just brought their bolt actions out there. But I encourage people in the area, bring your ARs out there, shoot. Don't let these people hold the sky.
Absolutely. That's why it's so beautiful when people open carry, because they want to act like guns are already illegal. And the fact that we've been on the offense carrying guns openly is really freaking them out. It's a battle. They can get the guns, they can get them all. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the 12th day of February, 2013 transmission. And for the balance of this hour, we're going to have a former Green Party head, former BBC newscaster, sportscaster, former champion goalie, and best-selling author David Icke on with us. And we're going to get into the mass shootings and his take on that. The government openly using Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria, where that's going. What he makes of the Pope announcing he's going to step down, those internal battles going on there, the latest on the Jimmy Savile story tied into the British royal family and reports of pedophilia, a.k.a. like Penn State. All of that is going to be coming up with our guest today to get his take on things. But if you punch this up for TV viewers, radio listeners can just go to InfoWars.com, and we have all this linked. Wired Magazine, cosmic rays offer clue to our universe could be a computer simulation, and recent measurements of cosmic ray particles are correct, then we may have the first evidence the universe as we know it is really a giant computer simulation. Humans have explored the laws of our universe for many years, and it's not uncommon to hear people talk about how amazing it is that certain fundamental values are just right for life to exist. Some people have wondered if that's because the whole universe is actually some kind of sandbox simulation where merely characters in some cosmic game of Sims. If that's true, then there should be a point at which we can bump up against the edges of the simulator, like Jim Carrey's character escaping from the Truman Show, and now a team of physicists think that a particular measurement of some cosmic ray particles might be the first such indication of those edges. The idea that we might be living in an artificial reality constructed by something higher than ourselves has been a recurring philosophical hypothesis for centuries. Plato's allegory of the cave, and it just goes on breaking down the other people theorizing on a brain vat. These are all variants, the Matrix and the red pill. Well, now German scientists have done a big in-depth study. We're going to be giving you more details of and breaking down and are finding this. But other scientists are actually finding it when they look at black holes, when they observe things, when they have a computer observe something, it doesn't change the equation. When a human starts observing it, it changes what's happening with the matter. And I've got some of those studies. I'll show a document cam here. For viewers, again, if you're a radio listener, just go to InfoWarsNews.com to watch, or PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll get you there. We are living inside a computer simulation. Again, that's the headline out of Discovery. How to tell whether we're living in a computer simulation. That's out of Slate. Do we live in a computer simulation? Washington.edu. UW researchers say the idea can be tested. And it just goes on from there with researchers at the University of Washington conferring with the University in Bonn, Germany. We got John Rappaport at Infowars.com. Are we all living inside a virtual simulation? We are all artists made in the image of the creator, the great artist. And again, I personally think this adds to spiritual understanding, doesn't take away from it. The atheists say that the only thing that exists is what they can see in their narrow 2/3-dimensional system, even though the science all shows higher dimensions, the mathematics, the equations of top people, of course, throughout the last 100 years, quantum mechanics physicists like Einstein and others. So many of them who were atheists look at the research, look at the evidence, the geneticists, and say something made this and believe in a higher power. Now, again, when the scientists say it looks like a computer simulation, there's a lattice holding it together, conforming it artificially, that doesn't mean there isn't a God or a master creator. That adds to that. Okay, some people are saying, oh, you're trying to tear down religion. Well, religion is the way it's set up, as Christ said, are these establishment systems, the Pharisees, others, trying to put themselves up as God, and you've got to go through them instead of getting directly to God. And this is not a religious show. My point is, we know there's a much wider universe going on, and universes stacked on top of universes, and 600-plus billion galaxies photographed by Hubble alone, which is the equivalent of a toy telescope with what we're going to have soon. It is limitless, but we can interface with it. We can imagine it. What we imagine, we've proven we can end up building. And it shows that we are made in the image of the Creator. We are creators, and the system does everything it can to limit that. And that's what David Icke's been saying for 20-plus years. He said the universe is a computer projection hologram. He's written it in more than 10 books. I've read many of them. And they're using the same terms David is now using. Obviously, they're telling us about this now. They've known for a long time. But David Icke, I wanted to get you on because this just adds more credence to what you've been saying. You've heard my introduction to this, and we're going to break more of the actual, not just this German university, but others confirming this and what this really means. David Icke, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alex. Yeah, it's quite surreal for me, actually, in the last 6 months or so, to look at all the things that I've been ridiculed for, dismissed for, including by the much of the alternative media. Yeah, David Icke's a crazy madman, and he's a diversion, and he's just pushing people away in the wrong direction. He's a disinformer and all that stuff. And now it's beginning to come out because, and I hope that this is something that people will remember when they're worried about what people think of them and whether they should speak their truth, knowing they're going to get laughed at or dismissed, or whether they should keep their head down and just be good little slaves and good little conformers, that if you keep speaking your truth, if it has any validity, it will eventually be shown to be so. And I would start like this, Alex. What we've got to appreciate, to understand the conspiracy, because this is where the conspiracy is coming from, the people at the core of the core of the core, they understand this, and therefore they want to keep this awareness of the reality that we're actually experiencing from the global population, because if we don't know and they do, they are in a fantastic position of manipulating our perception. And that's what it is. Whether it's setting up fake crazy people going with guns to take away and disarm Americans. What is that? That is a manipulation of perception of the population. Guns are dangerous and all that stuff. To hide the real reality, which is just a scam to disarm America. So all these buddy people in uniform with fantastic levels of military hardware and weaponry now, and what we call policemen, laughingly, around America, can then take over the population without any problem whatsoever. It's all about perception. But there is this massive... it's multi-layered, but there is this massive manipulation of perception, which is reality itself. And I think what we need to first of all start at is, what is the universe as we perceive it? It is information. The universe is information and decoding information. And if you take the analogy of a computer, when you put information into a computer in the way of a disk or data stick, what you're putting in there are not pictures and graphics and texts coming up on the screen. They're not on that information source in that form. They are codes. They are mathematics and electrical pulses. The computer then decodes that into the form that we see on the screen, which is all the things that we call the internet and computers. We are doing the same through a holographic biological computer of enormous advancement that we call the human body. And we are picking up information sources, and we in the form of vibrational information, waveform information, which is then turned by the five senses into electrical information, which is communicated to the brain. And from that information, the brain constructs the reality that we think we're experiencing outside of us, but it's actually inside of us in the sense that I'm describing. Now, say you had, and I'm suggesting very strongly, Alex, that this is the situation we face. Say you had a reality where the information source is giving you a certain information from which you are decoding a reality. And it's a reality that is fantastically different to this one. It's about love. It's about the expansion of awareness, knowing that we are infinite consciousness, having an experience. We are not the experience itself. We are not our name. We are not our job. We're not our life story. That is the experience. We are the consciousness having that.
The system doesn't want that, because like Bill Hicks said, hey, the guys that say this is all just a ride, we kill those people.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why they do that. This is why so-called visionaries have always been dangerous to the prevailing order, no matter what point in what we call history you look at. But say this happened, and I'm suggesting it has happened. If you have a computer system and it's giving you a certain reality on the screen, there are people, we know this now, it's a fundamental part of life, who can hack in to that computer and give it a fake information source which the computer then decodes and therefore creates a very different reality on the screen, because the information it should normally be decoding into that reality has been hacked.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back with this, and we'll get into the latest news and developments. David Icke's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. His site's DavidIcke.com. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, packs and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room, you can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your tax. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. that you are a slave like everyone else. You were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll get into other issues and news with David Icke. But, David, going back 20 years ago, because I remember first reading one of your books about 17 years ago when I'd first gotten on air, and my cousin had read it a year before or so. So it was whatever book you'd written 18 years ago. I forget the names. And I'm like, this is far out. This is crazy. And my cousin's like, no, this is really interesting. This guy's really interesting. So I read it and found it to be interesting. I forget which book that is. Maybe you can remind me. But you were talking about a three-dimensional, the universe being a hologram, projected by what? Again, this isn't even attacking Christianity or religion from my perspective. This reaffirms my faith because, this is a giant universe, hundreds of billions of galaxies, and there is this force they're finding in genetics, in the wave theory, in everything that's making the scientists realize this is designed. And now we realize that the establishment knows this. They're trying to keep us from learning that we've been hacked. And they are trying to force the red carpet, the glitz, the glam, the fake culture in on us. They're trying to destroy the family, destroy the individual, destroy the nation state. What are they trying to build? Because they see us as viruses. David, you've laid out your theory probably, let's not exaggerate, 40, 50 times on my show, graciously. Over the last, 12 years or so, we've been talking to each other. Folks know what you've said. They know what the scientists are saying at more and more major universities that have these supercomputers and these devices that can measure, literally the ether that the ancients talked about. What is it then? What are they trying to build? What do the controllers want? What are they trying to block us from? Realizing there's a whole universe and they're not God? I mean, what is it?
Well, the thing is, Alex, that the next step on from what they're discovering is what exactly are they discovering? Is it the universe as we perceive it, or is it the hack? And I would strongly suggest that what science has been poking around at and trying to understand and going down cul-de-sacs galore, because it won't go where the real information is, because the whole foundation of its mainstream science...
The universe is the hack. That's what I was saying to the guys the other day, that what they're seeing is the hack.
Well, what they are identifying is, yes, the hack. And what are they going to find is that the speed of light is not only not the fastest speed in existence, it's pedestrian compared with what is possible. And that the speed of light is the wall of the hack. And, this is so important if we're going to get anywhere with putting this world right. Is actually, wouldn't it be nice if we started to understand what the world is? That would give us a chance, wouldn't it? Let me just put this to you. We are receiving, according to mainstream science, about 11 million pieces of what they call impressions, light impressions, information, in other words, or bodies of information, to the eye. 11 million every second. The brain takes 40 of those to construct the reality we think we're experiencing. We can only decode through the body in what we call the physical world a unbelievable fraction of what exists, even within the electromagnetic spectrum. This tiny frequency range called visible light is all we can see. And outside of that, you've got the X-ray level and the infrared level and all the others. We can't see those. That's how tiny this this frequency is.
And now they've proven the dark matter. It's gone from theory to and now they're learning that 97% of everything is dark matter. What is it?
Well, they call it dark matter. I just call it the invisible and the visible to the conscious mind. And the visible is laughable. It is so tiny. It is laughable. That is the hack. And the electromagnetic spectrum and within everything within the speed of light, I suggest, is the hack. And what all they're doing is that scene from The Matrix you played before we came back. It's all around you, Neil, even in the, Neo, even in this very room. That is the information source. It's everywhere. It's like the wireless internet. If you're in a room...
I tell you what, we got a break. Long segment coming up. Wow, David Icke here with us talking about the nature of reality. Is it all a hack? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. And multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. We are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All Okay, David Icke is our guest. He got cut off there by that short segment. He wants to finish up with his take on what science is going to do as they bump up against what he's saying is the hack, not actually the real reality. Pretty heavy stuff, but look, I find it's healthy to do just to get your mind outside the box. We know the culture's hacked. We know they want us in an artificial reality. They're trying to force us into an even deeper one with the virtual realities and the virtual video games, and people aren't living in the real world and in denial, and 10 hours of TV or video games a day, and all the drugs and the chemicals and the food and water. The establishment wants to dumb us down. And David, humor me, because I want your take on this. I want you to answer a question and then get back into the nature of reality. Then I want to get your take on the mass shootings in general, some brief answers about where things are going. And then also the Pope stepping down. That hadn't happened in 600 years. Your take is on that. We'll discover that with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. If you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, best-selling author, researcher, trailblazer. You can't deny so much of what he said has come true, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't the case. David Icke joining us now. People can't deny a lot of what we've talked about has come true. I wish I was wrong. But reality is much more wild than what we can even perceive. I think that's the bottom line here. But you just heard that clip from The Matrix, I think the second one, where Agent Smith is saying humanity is a disease. Do the global controllers want more of us, or are they really going to try to go to robots because they'll follow orders? But the establishment loves to feed on humans. Like a predator class, they call themselves another species in all of their literature, the psychopath class. Will they actually get rid of us? What is their in-game goal if they had their way, David, and then get back into the nature of reality and then those other subjects?
Well, I think in terms of numbers, from a control point of view, humanity is out of control in terms of numbers, and they want to bring the numbers down dramatically. This is basically, I suggest, what has happened after a quarter of a century of researching this in 50-odd countries. The hack is basically a bad copy of the reality we should be experiencing and would be experiencing without the hack. And if you look in the ancient world, all over the ancient world, and the Garden of Eden and all that stuff is all symbolically part of this whole story. And the themes are that the human form was genetically manipulated. I suggest it was genetically manipulated to tune us into the hack. If you've got a radio on a certain station, it's getting a certain reality by decoding the frequency of that station, and then you hack into that station and you change the reality of the experience of the reality, and to do that you have to get to the station dial onto your new hacked frequency that you're imposing. That's basically what's happened. And so the process, once that was done, of a copy that at the time wasn't a million miles different from the reality it was a copy of, though it was a bad copy of it. It's literally like downloading a copy of something on a computer. I mean, we're not talking computers on a desktop. We're talking unbelievable levels of possibility and awareness to do that. But then, over this period since this hack was kicked in, they have been slowly now, at a very fast rate, changing the hack into an even more extreme version, which is closer and closer to what they are, they being the entities that have done it. And they are incredibly robotic. This is what Christianity calls the demons. It's what Islam calls the jinn. It's what the ancient Gnostics called the archons. The different names for it all over the world in different cultures. Same theme, same force we're talking about. It's very robotic. It's very computer-like. And it has no emotion. Now, what I'm describing here are the bloodlines that have been identified in the hack, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the royal families, and all these people. They are representatives. They are, if you like, the ancient Agent Smiths of this these hack creators within the hack to manipulate on their behalf. They're middlemen and women manipulating within the hack. And the idea is to move us and the hack closer and closer and closer to what they are, computer-like robots. And transhumanism, which is to introduce more and more technology in the body, so we're part robot, part human, is all part of this story, because it's making us more and more and more like they are. They do not have what I call creative imagination. Humans have it. They do not have it, for reasons I talk about at length in my books. And thus, they are feeding and manipulating human creativity to create our own prison. They are parasites. Thus, what is the banking system, which is their banking system? It's parasitic. What is the corporation network, which is their corporation network? Parasitic. What are the royal families? Parasitic. What are the governments? Parasitic. And they're all expressions of this force, because these Agent Smiths, if you like, have taken over government. They've taken over corporations. In fact, they created them. They've taken over the medical system, which is why alternative sources of health are suppressed and practitioners targeted. This is why they're filling us with vaccines and rubbish and chemical toxins in the food and in the drink and in the water. It's all connected. It's suppressing human potential down to them, because if you are one-eyed and you want to control two-eyed, you have got to make the two-eyed blind. And that is what is going on, multi-level, constantly, 24/7, to make humans blind. So in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man, this force is king. And Alex, on your show every day, you are presenting stories of the multi-level expressions of what I've just talked about. Dumbing down, dumbing down, dumbing down. Education, dumbing down. Why? Because they do not want a clear-thinking, sharp, open-minded, expanded awareness that is going to see the game for what it is. And I have to say this too. I mean, this might upset a few people. I really don't care. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I want humanity to be free. At last, at last. 11 million pieces of information received through to the brain every second. We process 40. Infinite reality, we see a tiny, tiny, tiny frequency range called visible light that's almost non-existent. Don't anyone tell me that you are going to get the lowdown on yourself, your reality, your world, and what's going into it, inside it, from one book. Whether it's the Bible, whether it's the Quran, whether it's what any other religion follows, it's not going to happen. You're not going to get it by understanding or following Republicanism or the Democrats. You're not going to get it from your cultural beliefs, from your academic beliefs, from your racial beliefs. These are all divide and rule mechanisms within the hack to keep the target population at war with itself and in mind prisons that it will not leave, because if I take this information as being possible, it's not what's in the book, it's not what's in my belief system. And this is the key. Belief systems are the currency of control. Absolutely the bottom line. If they can get people to believe something rigidly and immovably, they put them in a box and they're not coming out until they decide to look at the world dispassionately and take information on the basis of its credibility and not on the basis of whether it fits in with a belief system. This is why they don't care if you're a rigid believer in this religion or this politics or that politics, or you're an atheist. They don't care. As long as you've got a rigid belief, they have got you. And I tell you, we are at a point now, people of the world, where we have got to open our minds to see what's going on. Because if we don't, there are no answers. There are no answers to the hack within the hack. There are answers to the hack when we expand our awareness to go beyond it in terms of our perception of reality.
David Icke is our guest, filmmaker, best-selling author, researcher, former BBC News presenter, sports goalie, champion goalie. If you just joined us, again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. David, you know, time always flies when you're here with us. Let me just calmly lay this out and then get your take on this and then shift into other subjects, because I know you've been up since 5 a.m. and you're writing your new book and you've got to leave sooner. I'll keep you in the next hour. Maybe we'll twist your arm to do that. But the point is, I've read what Ray Kurzweil said. I've read what the other transhumanists have said. I know the whole history of them, how they come out of the end of eugenics in the early 50s, out of the eugenics society. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, starts the transhumanist movement. They're not saying humans are going to merge with computers by itself. They're saying we've taken control of human evolution, to use their words, whether people believe in that or not. We've taken control, and we're going to empower you, but we're going to squash everybody else like bugs. You will accept this or die, and you'll be like a bug as soon as we get this brain boost. But then I see every piece of tech they roll out is designed to dehumanize, not to empower. So I'm not against the technology. The fact it's all infected, it's all deformed, it's all designed to poison and limit, from the smart meters to the phones to all of it. We can obviously hack the Matrix back ourselves and use that to reach people in the Matrix, to use the movie analogy. But people need to understand, if they haven't read the writings of all the top transhumanists, they're selling the new liberation through this, but saying all the rest of us will be animals who are exterminated because we'll be like bugs. This is Hitlerian, rolled out with these big conferences with top military, top Hollywood, William Shatner, who I don't think is a bad guy, goes to it. And they have these big Kurzweil events where they're going to be gods, and we won't even count, and we're going to accept it, or we won't even be able to communicate. When meanwhile, it's all done, when you read deeper, to actually destroy us and enslave us. I mean, this is beyond science fiction, what the technocratic elite, and I've studied them. If you go back to the 1850s with Galton and Wedgwood and the Huxleys all intermarrying with the British royalty, they all envisioned, we're going to have the genetics, we're going to discover that, the biometrics, the control grid. They chart 165 years ago, about 1850 or so, everything that would then unfold in books I own. That is not human. They are, I mean, they talk about demons, whatever. They are channeling and building something so dark, it staggers the mind. And so I want listeners to know, as wild as what David Icke is saying, these people believe it and talk about it. And they believe they're going to be the new gods of the future, and they want to shatter our consciousness.
Alex, you used a term there which really sums up the game, dehumanize. Well, I was just saying a few minutes ago, the idea is to turn us into computer-like, robot-like, emotionless expressions of them. And to do that, they must dehumanize us. And, you know, there are certain key words that can be, just a few key words that can be used to describe this force that I'm talking about. One, it's a parasite. That's why everything it does is parasiting. You know, the tax system and all these fines and all these new regulations and stuff that they're bringing in, that is just increasing the parasitical nature of the society and those that are controlling society. Another key word is deceit. That goes without saying. And another one is distortion. Everything is about distorting reality. Why? Because what they're doing that is distorting the original reality and distorting it to become closer to their reality.
That's why the propaganda doesn't make any sense, because the elite, so-called elite, are insane and ugly in their souls, in their spirits, and that's why they're turning up the taxes and regulations, in their own words, to wreck us and to bankrupt us, to drive us into their arms so we can now be under their control.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. And this is, you know, I've been talking about this in my books for a very long time. All this financial crash, if people are going to sit around waiting for the upturn, well, you know, I should get some food in, because you've got a long wait, because the idea is not to upturn it. The idea now is to drive it on and on and on, so the humans are driven economically into the ground. I mean, look around the world. Look around America. What's happening? My goodness.
And you said that in 2008. You said, we're not coming out of this until we defeat them. This is the long, dark winter. This is the shutdown, while they give us false hope and pose as saviors.
Yeah. We see, this is another thing. Oh, God, I mean, we talk forever. Another one of their great techniques is buying time. You know, look at the Palestinians in Israel. All these roadmaps and talks about talks and all that stuff. Load of rubbish. The Israelis don't want any of that to come to fruition. They're buying time to complete the genocide. And so they'll buy time. Oh, no, the upturn's coming. Oh, it's just around the corner. No, the key, no need to do anything. We've got it sorted. And it's just buying time to allow it to get worse. And when you talk
about...
But
even that's a divide and conquer as well. Well, the globalists are playing both sides of that.
Yeah, they have to divide and rule 7 billion when there's a handful of them in full knowledge of what they're doing. That's the key. This is why I say, you know, I don't care what your religion is or no religion. I don't care what your belief system is. Let's just put it aside and come together because we're all in this together. And let's if you want to argue about belief systems, let's argue in the concentration camp, shall we? That'll be a good time. We'll have plenty of time. Well, not too long, but we'll have enough time to see if your belief system's better than mine. Come on, people. It's time to grow up because they want us to be children. In the worst sense.
Look at how they're hyping black on white, white on black racism all in the media. I mean, they are desperately hitting the divide and conquer button like I've never seen.
Yes, exactly, because they're pushing on now to complete the job. And one of the reasons that they're pushing it on as fast as they can in an almost panic-stricken way is they're trying to lock down everything before the human race, which it is doing, though my goodness, not quick enough for me, before the human race wakes up to the point
and
where...
And throws the police off. Stay there, David Icke. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, David Icke, even though it's late over there, is going to be with us about 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to get into some of the things politically that are happening, get his take on that. And then I'll take calls and cover news for the balance of the rest of the hour. For those that are holding, a few of the callers got through are for David. We may have time to actually get to a few of those here in about 15 minutes. This is a short segment, then one more little short segment, then a longer segment with David. Briefly, this broadcast is listener supported. And when you buy the books, the videos, like Behold a Pale Horse, America's Last Chance with Charlie Daniels at InfoWarsStore.com, or A Noble Lie, Exposing Oklahoma City as an Inside Job by the Clintons, absolute trash, a very powerful film, you support the broadcast. When you buy the Come and Take It t-shirts, the new Obama Joker t-shirt that pulls down that idol, you support the broadcast. And the magazines are sold in bulk in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. Big, glossy, color magazines, just full of hardcore info. Buy them, give it everybody you know. This issue, I've hardly plugged it, and it's almost sold out. Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns is on the cover, and it's got all 50 states making up a handgun. InfoWars magazine, or subscribe and get the next 12 issues, this one and the next 12, delivered to your house, or give it as a gift subscription. Great way to wake somebody up. As everything goes digital, physical is what we're going to get back into to really reach out. And people are really waking up, and I want to thank all of you that are subscribers there at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the nightly news and see the daily show, and also people that are subscribers to InfoWars magazine. Get your February issue today at InfoWarsStore.com. David, this is a short segment. DavidIcke.com, you've got a new book you're writing. I want to have you back on when that comes out. You wanted to comment on Huxley and people, not the Huxley we know of in this 20th century with Brave New World in 32, but his grandfather. How did they envision genetic engineering, total control, robots under their control 160 years ago?
Well, it comes through to Aldous Huxley as well with Brave New World, yes. who of course, was connected into the Fabian Society, a major secret society with a network. And that's where George Orwell, Eric Blair, his real name, got his information for 1984. From the perspective that I'm coming from, Alex, it's really, really simple. Those that are the Agent Smiths, if you like, and the Huxleys certainly were, they are coming, and the Royal Family, and Royal Families, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, they're coming from a different point of perception for this reason. Imagine that you're playing a computer game, and you know where the computer game goes because you've seen it. You know where it goes. Or you're watching a movie and you know where it goes. You know how the plot unfolds and where it ends. But the people in the movie, i.e. the human race, they ain't seen the movie. They think the movie's real. They think things are happening by random chance, when actually it's unfolding because it's programmed to unfold that way. That's what's happening with the hack. Now, we as a human race, if we get out of our five-sense level of reality, which is very weak comparatively in changing reality, and get into awareness, consciousness, and realize the true nature of who we are, and we do that collectively, then it's over. It's over. This cannot unfold with that level of awareness, power, information,
all right,
creative imagination.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break, but I want to bring up to you why they do Illuminati rituals at the Super Bowl and the Olympics. I know you've talked about that. I'm glad I remembered that. I want to raise that. We'll get into the Vatican thing. We're going to break right now. David Icke, third hour coming up here in just a moment. We'll be right back with David Icke. I'm going to show you a live Skype video for TV viewers of the Texas Official Estate Cemetery. Aaron Dykes is there. The Royal Establishment Local Fox was telling him that he needed to be quiet and he couldn't, you know, be 300 yards away from the funeral, giving us a report while the rest of the mainstream media does talking reports. See, InfoWars is much bigger than local Fox, but they're God. They're telling him to shut up. But we're there covering the Navy SEAL's funeral. More of that coming up. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.